Amen. Amen. Appreciate that good singing. I'm glad for the hand of the Lord, and it does guide and will guide. Amen. Look in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews today, Hebrews chapter 1. And again, thank you for being in the Lord's house. Glad the Lord allowed us one more opportunity to assemble together. Amen. To worship Him, to glorify Him in this place today. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, you're will and able stand this morning as we read a few verses of Scripture, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart, and I appreciate again the God's precious Word, amen. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. I'm glad that it encourages us, it feeds us, it corrects us, it teaches us. I'm thankful for the Word of God today. Hebrews chapter 1, and beginning in verse 1. The Bible said, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past in the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for mercy and for grace. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes you'd strengthen my voice and my body. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach the preaching that you bid me today. I ask you, Father, in that name above every name, in the name of Jesus, would you bind the forces of the enemy? Would you hold them back for a little while that we might preach the unsearchable riches of your word? I pray, Lord God, today for that soul that's lost. I pray the Holy Ghost, I reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Then repent and be saved. Lord, I pray for us as your people. Oh God, there's multiple needs in this place. And Lord, I can't meet the needs, but you can. I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Help us to grow, I pray, in the word of God. May we serve you better. I do more for you. And Lord, may you be glorified in all that's said and done in this place today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 4 this morning, where the Bible said, being made so much better than the angels, as if by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I want to preach the Lord helping me just a few minutes on this subject of Jesus is so much better. Jesus is so much better. Can I say to you, we live in the world that comes up with, quote, new things all the time. And folk get excited about them. And then individuals come up to a pinnacle of prestige and praise among the world. And boy, they ooh and they are after those people. But can I say to you and I today, Jesus is so much better. Hey, he's better than anybody or anything today. I began looking here in this chapter and other places in the scriptures. I thought about Jesus being so much better. Friend, as you're here today, you've got needs in your life, problems that battle you and bombard you and pull at you and put pressure upon you. I'm glad to tell you, Jesus is much better than all that stuff. He's better than your job. He's better than the school. He's better than everything today. Jesus Christ is so much better. Hey, I'm glad I know him, and he knows me today. Oh, friend, my heart desire is to lift him up before you. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. That's my heart desire today, that you'd understand, though the world's in chaos and confusion, our friend, Jesus Christ is much better than this world today. Oh, friend, we see in this passage three things, and I'll be done. So, because somebody may say, preacher, what makes Jesus so much better? Well, three things and I'm done. First of all, Jesus is so much better because of his person. The Bible said in verse 3, who been in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. In other words, because of who he is so much better. There's names that you mention, and there's names of royalty. There's names of the sports world. There's names in the Wall Street world. But ladies and gentlemen, he is better in his person. For he is a better person. Amen. Hey, you and I are flesh. On your best day and my best day, we're dirt. Amen. Yeah, you're dirt. You say, that offends me. Well, you're offended because you're dirt. We were made out of the dust of the ground. You don't think you're dirt? Go look at your bathtub after about a week. Amen. That's dead Jew. That's dirt. Amen. Hey, we are in a fleshly body that sins, a body that fails. Hey, but Jesus Christ is much better because of his person. He ain't a sinner. He's holy. He's righteous. He's altogether lovely. Oh, friend, hey, I thought about this, who he is. Jesus is God. Hey, I want to stress something to you. It really does matter what you think about Jesus. It really matters what you do with Jesus. Amen. Hey, Jesus is whether you get to heaven or not. Amen. Hey, I know everybody names the name of Jesus, but everybody don't believe he's the Jesus of this Bible. Amen. For he is God. The Bible says in John 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the cults don't like that verse. They want to say he is a God. Oh, he is not a God. He is the God. Amen. He's not one among great God in heaven. He's not one among many, but he is God all by himself. And Jesus Christ is God. Amen. You say, I don't believe that when you won't go to heaven. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me is what he said. Hey, Jesus is God. Amen. Hey, friend, the Bible tells us also in John 10. Man, I thought about this verse in John chapter 10 and verse number 30. He said, I and my Father are one. Hey, he said in another place, remember this? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. You say, preacher, then there's three gods. No, there's one God. Man, if that's three personalities, and that ain't split personalities, that's just who he is. Amen. Hey, friend, I'll say this to you. Hear me well. If Jesus is not God, we have no Savior. Amen. But Jesus is God. Matter of fact, Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, John 17, not the model prayer. The model prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the model prayer. That ain't the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is John 17, where he's praying for the saints. Amen. And he says in that chapter in verse 11, 22, Lord, let them be one as we are. Amen. Hey, you settle this, young folk. Don't matter what the world says, Jesus is God. Amen. Hey, friend, he's better because of his person. Who is? Jesus is God. But may I also say, Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. You say, can't be all that. He can be that whole lot more. Amen. Listen to me. Our little old finite mind has trouble grabbing this doctrine, but I believe it with my heart. I trust it by faith. It's right. It is the teaching of this Bible. Amen. Hey, he said there again, John 1 and verse 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word, where it was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hey, listen to me. Jesus is also, he's the Son of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, after the Lord is baptized by John in the Jordan, as he comes up out of the water, the Holy Ghost descends in the form of a dove, and the Father speaks out from heaven and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. If God said that's his Son. Amen. I say again, listen to me, what you think and do of Jesus has everything to do with your eternal destiny. Amen. If you can't believe this, you won't make it to heaven. I'm amazed if folk think this Bible is a buffet bar. You pick what you want, go with what you want, leave the rest up. No. Amen. That's God's word. That word's forever settled in heaven. It ain't going to change. Amen. Hey, Jesus is so much better because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Then let me say this. Jesus is sinless. For the Bible said in our chapter, Hebrews 1, and there in verse 8 and 9, the Bible said, but I'm the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Hey, Jesus is sinless. He couldn't sin, he didn't sin, and he would not have sinned. Amen. I hear these so-called educated fellas sometime. Brother Ben wants to talk about Jesus because he couldn't sin. Amen. Impossible for the Son of God to sin. Because there's no sin in him. That's right. Hey, he is the sinless. That's why he's better. You're sinful. Amen. I'm going to say something. Listen to me. I'm saved. My soul's as saved as ever going to get. This body ain't got redeemed yet. That's where my problem is, right there. This old flesh, that's what your problem is the flesh. Amen. Hey, he's better because he's sinless. I'm going to tell you something. I try to strive to live a holy and clean life, but I fail. And so do you. Now, I know there's certain things we have on the list that we check off on a regular basis that we don't do, but there's a lot more to check off than your few little on your list. Amen? I'm going to tell you something, friend. This flesh does things. It gets thoughts that you would never dreamed of. They come out of nowhere. Amen? Oh, yeah. Don't look at me like you ain't never had a bad thought. Amen? Yeah, you're singing heaven like me. You know, living like in heaven right now. Right the other day that car cut you off, wasn't you? Amen. You blow that horn in Christian love. Boop, boop. Amen. I'm going to tell you what you did. You about won't get out there and whoop them. Amen. Why? Flesh. But Jesus is much better because he can't sin and won't sin. Amen. Hey, why is he much better? Because of his person. Let me say number two. Not only because of his person, but also because of his power. The Bible said in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Hey, you listen to me. Hear me real good right here. Hey, why he's much better? He's got all power. Amen. Hey, his power in creation is phenomenal. Amen. You do believe in the creation account of the Bible, don't you? I do. Why? God said it. And I'll tell you something. This world proclaimed it. It shows that he did it. There ain't no way all this come by an explosion. Don't you let nobody get you believing a lie that there's some big bang and all that. No. That's right. Man didn't come out of a pool of ooze. Amen. Oh, I know. They say, well, we evolved from monkeys. Some folk may have, but we didn't. Amen. That's right. God will make a monkey out of you for talking craziness about that kind of. I mean that. God disproves the atheists and all that crowd every day with his creation. Amen. Every season discredits the atheists and the evolutionists. Every time. Amen. Hey, friend, that we're in the winter right now, everything looks dead, but you know what I noticed right after that big snow last weekend? You know what I noticed? They're beginning to be tiny buds on some trees. Have you noticed that? Hey, everything looked dead, but life. Yeah, life in the midst of death. Are you hearing me? And God, by the word of his, hey, just spoke it. Boy, you talk about powerful words. He said, let there be, and there was. Amen. Hey, just speaking, and worlds began coming into existence. He began to divide the dark and the light, and having a moon and the sun and the star, and he put them all in their place. Amen. And you know what? they still continue today. Ain't that amazing thing? Oh, there's people say, I can't believe creation like that, preacher. Well, you'll never get right with God because the Bible teaches it. He had power to create. Amen. Boy, what a power. You ever sat and really thought about that? Man, you look at, watch the sun rise and said, this world's a spinning right at the perfect speed. Hello? Our earth is at the perfect place among all of the planets of our solar system. Too close, we burn up. Too far away, we freeze to death. But God hung us right where he hung us. Amen. What a God. Now, for some of you, that's not doing a whole lot, but son, it's going to make my heart cut cartwheels. Amen. To think that is the God that I serve today. Hey, I'm saying by the word. You say, but Jesus wasn't. Oh, yeah, Jesus was there too. He didn't start in Bethlehem. Don't you ever let nobody lie to you. He didn't start in Bethlehem. He's always been. Amen. For he said there in John 1, again, I've been going back to this great passage of Scripture, John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He's there, same in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Hey, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all present on the day of creations. When he began creating, they are there. They're speaking as one. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm saying today he's so much better because of his power, but also because of his power and redemption. The Bible said in there in Hebrews 1:3 again, he said, express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. And listen to this. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, he had power in redemption. Hey, I thought about a verse today. Man, the Holy Ghost brought this back to my mind early this morning. In John 10, verse 17, 18, listen to what Jesus said. He said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Now listen to verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Hey, power and redemption. Nobody else could have went to Calvary and paid for the sin of the world. Amen. I was talking to one of the young preachers this week, and you think about this. Friend, we find that crucifix is a horrible death. It's a slow agonizing suffocation. Friend, it is one of the worst deaths a man can die almost. It's awful. It's cruel. Hey, but Christ is dying there on Calvary, shedding his blood for the atonement of sin. Hey, we find there's two thieves there. The Bible lets us know they break those thieves' legs or they cannot pull up and push up, had to get air, and they suffocate to death. But when they came to Christ, he's already dead. You know why he's already dead? He willed it so. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He died when he wanted to. You can't do that. Oh, preacher, I can kill myself. You might try. But you ain't leaving here until he lets you leave here. Because I'm going to tell you something, some folk have tried that business and stayed flat on their back the rest of their life. You listen to me? Hey, understand me real good. He had power to redeem. Amen. He took all of our sin, nailed it to his cross. He gave up the ghost, paid that debt, descended the heart of the earth, out there to paradise. And my friend, 3 days, 3 nights later, resurrected under his own power. I say this a lot, but I'm going to say it again, 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 and all I want to. But that angel didn't let Jesus out of that tomb. He had done gone. He rolled that stone away to let them women in. Amen. He didn't need no help getting out of that tomb. Amen. Matter of fact, before he left, he folded up that napkin. That's right. He that let me know he didn't just take off. he got up and he got to folding that little napkin around there, you know, just getting it all folded up nice and neat, and he sat her down. Amen. That's the kind of power I'm talking about. Hey, he has all power in heaven and in earth. Jesus is so much better because of his person, because of his power. Let me say this, number three. Jesus is so much better because of his promises today. You talk about good promises, true promises, promises that'll hold up and will never fail. The Bible said in Hebrews 1 and verse 10 through 12, we got the promise that he never changes. The Bible said, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. Verse 12, and as a vesture shall thou fold them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. And he ain't gonna change. Amen. Hey, everything about you and me changes. That's right. Hey, you've got enough photos of yourself to know you change. Amen. Eyes could be for the better, might not. Hey, man, some of us at one time had hair. It's colored without a bottle. Hey, man, but change takes place in our life. Hey, at 47 years old, I preach hard, I do, but I used to preach harder than I do now. Some of you can't believe that. But there's a time, buddy, like a caffeine-crazed squirrel. Hey, man, and every now and then I get pretty worked up now still. But afterwards, I'm a sitting down. Amen. Why? The body ain't like it used to be. But the Lord has never and will never change. Amen. That's why he's so much better. He changes not. Amen. Hey, Jesus, let me say this also. Jesus saves. Amen. That's why he's so much better, because his promise to save. He said in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hey, I'm saying today he can save and he will save you if you'll come to him. Amen. And the good, you say, preacher, how do I know I can come to him? Because the good Holy Ghost will begin pulling you. Amen. He's the one that causes you to even desire to be saved. Before the Holy Ghost spoke to your heart, you never thought about getting saved. Not in your heart. Amen. But oh, when the Holy Ghost showed you you was lost, hey, and you came to Christ, I called upon him. He saved you right then and there. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm glad for his promise. He saves. Amen. And he's still saving today. That's right. And then let me say this. Also, I can share this with you in Hebrews 13 as well. Not only that Jesus never changed, Jesus saves, those are promises. But hey, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. For the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and the latter part of verse 5, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Now, most of us have experienced in our life having friends that have left us to never return. Amen. I've had folk who come to me crying and saying, I love you. You're the best preacher and this is the best church. Gone. That's right. Amen. I've had friends in the ministry that we agreed on doctrine. We preached together. We preached the same word. Hey, but they changed. And we don't no longer see one another. Because they can't handle my preaching. Because I'm still preaching the Bible. Amen. Are you listening to me? Hey, he's much better because he ain't going to leave you. He's not going to forsake. That word forsaken means to abandon or leave in a lurch. You think about that. Hey, it's a sad thing when a mama won't have natural affection and abandon a little baby on a street corner or throw it in a trash can. That's pitiful, that's sad, that's awful. But I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He is the same. hey, today Jesus is so much better. You ain't gonna get better than him. I say again right here before I close, Jesus is so much better than anyone. Name them. Don't matter who they are. Name them. He's so much better. He's better than every president we've ever had or will have. Amen. He's better than every musician out yonder. He's much better than everybody in Hollywood. He's much better than my family. He's much better than your family. Hey, he is much better than anyone. Hey, he's also much better than anything. You may have a lot in this world. And there's nothing wrong with you having stuff. There's not. You've worked, you've labored, and God's blessed you. Hey, hallelujah. But he's better than your stuff. Amen. Hey, he's better than the money you got in the bank. That's right. He's better than your home. He's better than your automobile. He's so much better than anything. Amen. Hey, as we're here today, the Holy Ghost this morning, I've had on my mind about preaching tonight and wrestled for days about this morning. The Holy Ghost settled this in my heart with this text and this thought, Jesus is so much better. Because there's some folk right here today need to be reminded of that great truth. Because some of you come in here at the end of your rope. Amen. It's tough. It's hard with the situation you're in right now. You've even had to tie the rope in a knot at the end to hang on to it. But Jesus is so much better. He's not going nowhere. He ain't gonna leave you alone. He really loves you today. He's much better. Hey, if you lose everything of this world, if it's all gone by morning, he's still much better. Amen. Hey, the Lord loves us. He died for us, rose again for us. Hey, he saved me and he saved you if you're saved. If you're lost, he wants to save you. Oh, Jesus is so much better. Father, take the message. Use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to preach this morning. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this opportunity you've given us to assemble together. Oh, Lord, I pray again for that soul that's lost in this place. May the Holy Ghost convict them. May they repent and be saved. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed a moment. I've tried my best to preach what God told me to. I wonder if there's someone here this morning by lifting a hand would say, preacher, I'm lost. I don't know the Lord as Savior. Pray for me today. We're not going to point you out. I ain't going to embarrass you. I want to pray for you, though. And you're concerned about your soul enough. I see that young hand. Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know the Lord. I see that young hand. Somebody else. Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Christ as my Lord and Savior. Don't know him that way. Anyone else? Maybe you're here, saved by the grace of God. Maybe going through a trial in your life, something pressing upon you. And you've been reminded today that Jesus is so much better. And you say, preacher, pray for me that I'll just keep my eyes on him through this trial. Amen. 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 Oh, I'm glad he loves and he cares. Let's stand this morning.